Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. 87 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Y'all so busy talking about Squid Games. Shawnee got the TV all loud.
Squid Games. We're obsessed.
Man, y'all late, man.
I know. Well, no. What are you talking about? It's a new show. We're taking our time. Just because you binge-watched the whole thing.
I actually didn't. My lady binge-watched it. I was just an innocent bystander. Yo, dozing honestly, on and off.
So you ain't even watch it yet?
I ain't really. I paid attention to the beginning, the middle, and then I caught the end.
Yo, you late, man. You mad late.
Nah, I'm already over. I already know what happened.
I know Ebro's lady, man. And I know her. She was like, oh, my God, one more. Okay, one more. Okay, one more.
Because it's crazy.
It's so wild. It's fun, though. It's fun. So I'm fun. Still in there.
Fun to see people get their brains blown
it's
out.
It's fun to see how the stories, you know, like, intertwine with each other. Yeah. Like, in the surprise element. Yeah, the killing part is gross, but other
it's
than gonna, that.
It's about to get not so fun. What episode y'all on?
I'm on. I just finished 4, so I'm going to start 5.
It's about to get not fun. It's about to be real not fun, but y'all ain't on.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, right now we got a pair of boxing gloves signed by Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder as they prepare for their third fight live on pay-per-view. It's going down October 9th at 9 p.m. Eastern from Las Vegas.
So yo, man.
We need two people to call up right now.
Yo, Yankees, man, what happened last night, Yankees, man?
What happened? I thought there was all this momentum.
First inning was basically over. I mean, the Yankees tried to make it something of it, but Red Sox was too much and Yankees pitching wasn't enough. So there you go. You give up a 2-run home run, and I think it was the first inning. Might have been the second inning. Off rip. You in trouble. Man. Yankees could only put up 2 points. It ended up being 6-2. Yankee season done just that fast. Boom, boom, pow. It was intense, though. It was intense. Wale, J. Cole, turn that up. Turn it up. Poke it out now.
I just want to see if you going to lie or you going to love me.
You know the morning wasn't going to get going too far without me laughing at the Sergeant's Benevolence Union. The feds ran up on y'all yesterday, eh?
Oh, my God. Eh? Not surprised, but
we've been telling y'all.
Ugh.
We've been telling y'all up here about these dirty cops. But now that, you know, now the SBA, with the Sergeant's Benevolence Association, their union boss, Ed Mullins, FBI agents ran up in his office yesterday morning about 8:30, came out with boxes after about 2 hours. And yeah, he's resigned now.
Oh, he just resigned?
He resigned yesterday, I think.
And
the SBA's like, this has something to do with him, not us. Nah, fam. Run this up, son.
F*** out of here.
We've been telling y'all about these dirty cops, these KKK members that's cops, these white supremacist cops. We've been telling y'all. Let's see how this plays out, man.
This is just in New York. Imagine in every other state around us, across the country.
Sergeant's Benevolence Association headquarters downtown Tuesday. The agents also went to Ed Mullins' crib in Long Island. Good times, man. It's good time. Good time. Let's get to the game that lives up to his name. Laura never loses. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Ben. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning, man. Ben, where you at right now? What's happening?
I am getting into Brooklyn right now, going to work.
There you go. What do you do for a living, Ben?
Teacher in Midwood area, high school.
Ooh, shout out to the how's things at the school, man? How's it going?
All good. You know, a couple teachers had to leave last week, but not too many, and we're all different, but it's going.
Y'all making it happen. And the COVID cases are staying low?
As far as I know, I'm not getting any emails about, you
there
know.
There you go. That's what, I do the same thing.
Plans to the remote students.
Every week, my daughter's school gives us a little update. Zero cases, zero quarantine, zero this. That's what I like seeing.
But, you know, I haven't had any.
There you go. Tanya, what's happening with you? Where you headed today?
Just got home from the gym, getting my daughter ready for school.
Gym early. Go ahead, Tanya. Get that work in.
That's right.
There it is. Tanya, who you want to represent you today, me or Laura Stiles?
I love Laura, but I think I got to go with you, Ebro.
Whoa. Okay, all right.
This has been happening lately.
I'm
going to
hold down for the teachers.
It's been happening lately.
That's right.
Laura, what are we giving away?
We got a pair of boxing gloves. This is a special collector's piece signed by Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder as they prepare for their third fight on Live from Las Vegas, October 9th.
60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the question. Let's play Laura Never Lose It.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay. Which new 50 Cent show? Ebro.
New 50 Cent show. That would be BMF.
That's right. Has already renewed the second season.
Yeah, that's big.
In our solar system, the asteroid belt is located between...
Ebro.
Ebro.
The asteroid belt is located between... Let's go with...
Three.
Jupiter and two. Saturn.
Incorrect.
Oh.
I'm guessing. I have no idea. Laura's been out of space,
y'all. I don't know this.
Y'all didn't go by the asteroid belt when y'all was up there?
Three, two, one.
Earth and...
No, that would be Jupiter and Mars.
Oh, I was going to say. Yeah, I was going to say Jupiter and Mars, too.
Right, Dea. Which two legends will be next?
Laura.
Assuming next on the verses? KRS-One and Big Daddy Kane?
That's right. Criminal Mind, it ain't no half-stepping. Okay. What is the official language of Brazil? Ebro.
That would be Portuguese. Portuguese.
That is right. Ebro wins.
Tanya, we did it.
Tanya.
In the clutch.
You got the gloves. Boxing gloves signed by Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder.
It's different, man. We face to face, son. It's way different. People act way different. It's like,
this show is like
social media. You know, people act real greasy when they don't see you, but when you see them in real life, they be real polite and following the rules.
God,
you know,
he's
going by the hair. Yo, y'all hang on.
Don't act like I haven't beat you face to face.
Look, they cackling like chickens right now.
You just got Portuguese.
Hang on, Tanya. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Coming up in the flashing lights report, we're going to go through the big highlights and big winners of the BET Hip Hop Awards.
The show last night.
7 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Still not a fan of that remix. People like it though. I just don't know what they be saying. Like, it's like
mumble singing.
Nah, but it's like this.
Everything's mumbles.
You know, I've been listening to a lot of records lately. And Rosenberg, you're like a famous A&R. You put albums together and stuff. You can speak to this.
True.
I was thinking about like why artists, when they perform a lot of these new artists, they don't sound like they sound on records, right? Mm. And they need to sing over the track that they already have, or they need, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But then listening to the songs, the way they, and for the audience, walk with me here, you may not understand the recording process, but artists can punch in their vocals. So they could say a line and then punch another line in right after that, and then punch another line in right after that and punch it. And they add the lines together. So they don't write the whole song and then perform the song in a recording. They do it line by line by line.
Yes.
So when you hear the song, the lyrics just sound like line after 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 line. And that's why, like, you're like, why is this person not breathing at all?
Right. And then if they were to perform it, they can't possibly
do that. You can't
perform
that.
Right. You have to have lines for you so you can take a break, catch a breath, and come back and hit the line.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you hear a lot of rappers now. You hear some of these popular rap albums, and they just, I guess it's called punch rap. I don't know if it's even got a name. It's just line after line after line. Yeah. Like, they can't even...
They used to say
they don't even have a flow. It's just like they're just saying words, and it's like they punch in each line.
They said Eazy-E used to do that back in the day.
Yeah, because Ice Cube was writing his lines.
Right. So this goes back a long time, though.
But no, they still understood breath control.
People have been punching in lines. Singers do it too, but the way it's on top of each other, where there's no, it doesn't even sound like normal person being able to speak.
Yeah,
which sometimes results in like. I ask a lot of people, they'll be like, yo, so-and-so's album is fire. And I'll be like, okay, give me a rememberable line. Like, what do you remember from them? Mm-hmm. Nah, it's just like, well, you can't remember anything because it's just so many words coming at you, you can't even keep up.
Well, I don't want to steal Laura's flashing lights, but I had some thoughts on the BET Hip Hop Awards performances that
all
I saw
right,
last
so
night.
All right,
let's
go
let's
right
get
now.
Into it.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights.
Now you're ready for the flashing lights, and Laura Styles gonna put us on.
The 16th annual BET Hip Hop Awards.
16 years, that's
okay,
fire.
Aired live from Atlanta. Last night, hosted by Carlos Miller, DC Youngfly, Chico Bean.
Don't they have a podcast called like 85 South?
I didn't know funny that until last night, but they were funny. They were pretty good.
They wanted to come up here for a long time.
They were good.
And then so, we missed it.
Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B led the field with 3 wins for WAP across 9 nominations that they got. The 2 won in categories of Song of the Year and Best Hip Hop Video and Best Collaboration. Tyler, the Creator, won for Hip Hop Album of the Year for Call Me If You Get Lost.
Yeah, he better win. He showed
performer.
Up. He better win. He's the only star that was there. Only new on fire big
Lil
time
Baby
star.
Wasn't it? Lil Durk wasn't it?
I don't know. Was Baby there?
I don't know. I didn't watch the whole thing.
When I saw Tyler was the star, I kept seeing. So I was like, and I just kept seeing Megan and Cardi get nominated and not be there.
Megan and Cardi didn't show up to the Hip Hop Awards?
No, they'd be nominated multiple times in the same category. Cardi was nominated for Up and WAP in the Video of the Year category. And I understand people are busy, but it doesn't look great.
I think Cardi's still in Paris for Fashion Week.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be Cardi, just had a baby. She couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
she was hanging out with Christian Louboutin.
Oh.
Getting some new shoes or something I saw on her gram yesterday.
Gotcha. Mm.
But I don't know where she was when they taped this a few days ago.
It's Friday or something.
I know one thing. Paris Fashion Week ain't going to help them raps go up. Y'all better start showing up to some of these hip hop events.
Yeah.
And start connecting with people, because I tell you what. Y'all think y'all can just run around out here and not... Man, I'm telling you. You got to start showing up, man.
But I will say this is one of the few ones that Cardi didn't show up. She's usually present in most of them.
I don't know about the Hip Hop Awards. BET Awards.
Yeah, I mean, most people show up to the big BET Awards. Most,
listen, I'm just happy most. Tyler. I'm just happy Tyler's up in there.
Yes.
He don't have to be there, and he's there. This award don't really mean nothing to him.
Well, no, it does, though.
He wants it. He likes it, but he doesn't need it. He's got other awards.
Yeah,
like,
but I think it's exactly that he feels he needs it more than those other people do. They already feel like they're hot in the black music world. Tyler knows he's hot in the nerdy mainstream music world, where like he's thought of as a great artist. He does
He wants that rap credibility.
He wants to grow in the rap world.
Remember, right. In our interview, he says that they don't understand it. He feels like the black community sometimes doesn't embrace his music. They look at him like a weirdo.
Right.
So Tyler, you are a weirdo. Let's not do this. Let's not do this today.
Also, the event honored Nelly as this year's I Am Hip Hop Award in recognition of 20 years of being in the industry.
Go ahead, Nelly. I saw that performance on Jermaine Dupri's page. Yeah, pretty good.
So what did you think of the performances?
The few performances I saw... this year felt very much like the minor league warm-up of the BET Awards.
It always is that,
but
though.
even more than usual to me, because the people performing felt early. It just felt early for some of the people performing.
Well, yeah, I mean, it always feels like that to me, especially when they're sets. Everybody wants flames. They all use the same digital flames or you know, pyro.
I did see Bia.
And I thought she did pretty good. I saw my man Toby Nwigwe, but he's at a different level performance-wise. I don't know if you saw his performance, but...
He's been performing.
Yeah, he's been doing shows, so performing is like one of his things. What else did I see? I saw the Nelly one. That's really all I saw, so I got to go through some of the clips. I was in that front of that Yankees game for a minute last night.
Yeah, I wasn't too moved by the performances. They were aight. So I was more moved than I was for the Yankees, though, so...
That's the Flash and Lights report.
Game,
time is 7:02, high of 70 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yankees are going to sit down. Sit your ass down.
Big sit down moment.
Big sit down. Also, speaking of sitting down, Ed Mullins. Ed Mullins used to talk so greasy on that Twitter.
So greasy.
Yo, you so quiet right now, my guy. What's going on, man? Yo, and when they say when the feds show up, it's 97% chance they already got the case built. Mm-hmm. It's late for you, my guy. Sergeant's Benevolence Association. Ed Mullins been y'all lead for 20 years almost. And y'all want to act like this ain't got nothing to do with y'all. This got everything to do with him. But he was running y'all. It's for 20 joints.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, well, okay. 97 minutes of commercial free music. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning, Ebro in the morning. How you doing, Laura Styles?
I'm good. What's going on?
I mean, I'm just here deciding who I'm gonna press this congratulations you played yourself button for. Is it the Yankees? Is it, you know, Sergeant's Benevolence Association head, Ed Mullins, who the feds raided yesterday?
Well, let's go, Ebro. Just press it right now.
Is it the announcer of the Yankees on the radio?
Press the button right now.
He's lying. He's already decided who's going to give it to
him. Yes, press the damn button, okay?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself.
I hadn't decided, man.
Playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself.
I don't play. Because I had a hunch the Yankees was going to have a problem last night. I was screaming at the TV when early in the game. I think it was first inning, maybe second.
Stanton is the first inning.
Stanton was the first inning where he hit it off the wall, right? But he was still in the batter's box staring at it because he thought it was going to be a home run.
Well, that's a two-for-one then, because that's for Giancarlo Stanton for not running and the ball going off the monster. And then it's also for Yankees legendary announcer John Sterling for this call.
The pitch to Stanton. Drew, there it goes. Deep left, it is high. It is far. It is gone out of the ballpark.
Nope.
A Stantonian home run.
Nope.
Now, what did I do wrong? What did I see wrong? He's a
congratulations. You played yourself.
The great John Sterling on WFAN.
Oh,
yo, watching the call.
I thought it was a baseball thing. Aww. Okay, first of all, you're in a wild card game. This is a one game. This is it. This is for all the biscuits.
Yep.
And you hit a shot off that big green monster and you're not at least at first base seeing what happens next, those are the things that in the game that could turn into a triple. You don't know how that thing's going to bounce off the wall.
Well, he thought it was out. He was sure it was out.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
It wasn't what you wanted to get things started, though.
Damn.
And by the way, he was the best player for the Yankees last night, too, right? By far. Bad night for the Yankees, man. Shout out to Loopy. And just let's hit you with the button in advance.
Oh, Loopy, yeah, we was going to have you on today, but we don't want to hear you sound that sad.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Laura, what you got today?
I'm going to go with a man by the name of Edward Matthews. Let's see if you guys remember this guy. He went viral in July. Now, he was the racist who went to his neighbor.
Oh, I remember this guy.
A black neighbor. And was all up in his face, being racist and disgusting. And he felt so confident that he challenged folks to pull up.
Oh, yeah, I remember
they
that.
Had an issue. So a crowd of protesters
accepted
it.
Pulled up.
And they pulled up. Well, man. They just announced that he's getting charged. He's being hit with new charges, but they're also charging four protesters. And the only silver lining to this is that he's finally being held accountable because, remember, this wasn't the first time.
Yeah, he had other charges, bragged about his other charges, bragged about his police connections. This is down in South Jersey near Philly.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So I just give him the button because I'm just glad that he's finally getting charged. And he really thought that he was going to get away with it. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I felt like there's a possibility that he could get away with it.
Oh, why? Because he has police connections, he's a white dude, and he's bragging about being racist? Oh,
yeah.
And saying he'd be fine no matter what, so.
Yeah. You never
Congratulations.
Know.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Well, look, man.
You never know, guys.
You know, police being held accountable, their compadres being held accountable, we know it's hit and miss. But yesterday, the feds ran up in that Sergeant Benevolence Association headquarters and they ran up in Ed Mullins' house. Now, if you don't know Ed Mullins, you don't pay attention to the SBA. He talks greasy on social media. Goes at politicians.
Oh, he's that one?
Makes threats.
Yeah.
Like, he's that dude.
Now, these are the ones that endorse Trump.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they definitely endorse Trump. But the fun part for me here is now Ed Mullins is really quiet. He has nothing to say.
Do we know what, by the way?
You don't say.
Do we know what they were looking for?
Nope. His lawyer's saying no comment for now. And then here you have the FBI and de Blasio saying a lot of what he's done has been really, really destructive, especially in the middle of a crisis where we're trying to unify and we're trying to get through together. I think he's been a divisive voice. This is de Blasio. All I hear is the FBI raid. I want to hear details before I comment further. So nobody's commenting further. But the SBA is trying to act like this has everything to do with Ed Mullins and not with us. The problem I have with that is he's been y'all head for 20 years. And they ran up in y'all's offices. And for that, y'all get...
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Bruh. The corruption doesn't stop in the police force. I know people want to gloss it over, and right now, you know, you have the police reform bill at the federal level, which has been basically damaged to the point of where nothing's going to happen. Like, there's no, the accountability that everybody marched and pushed for, and you had politicians talking about, basically fell apart. We got to catch up with Cory Booker, Senator Cory Booker, to see what's really going on with it, but reports are the police reform bill at the federal level and the whole qualified immunity statutes being changed and all that, not going to happen. That's what everybody's saying, so we'll see. 97 minutes commercial-free music, some sunshine today. They say the high is around 68, right, Laura Stiles, here in the city?
High of 70, bro.
70, all right. We got tickets coming up, y'all. Keep it locked. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning.
Late at night.
Bow, bow. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. How you doing, Rosenberg? What's happening, man? You got another job at ESPN. How you guys going to handle this Yankee situation?
By hearing old people call up and go, I've been a Yankee fan since 1955. I have never in all my days seen a manager as incompetent as Aaron Boone. He's got to go. That's what it's going to be like. all day
that's
long.
That's exactly what it's going
to
be.
I've been a Yankees fans are the only people I know who they have to tell you how many years they've been a fan. Always. I've been a fan since I'm like, okay, what? Who cares? It's always like this point they have to let you know. And then they're going to say they want Aaron Boone fired. They're going to say Garrett Cole was a terrible deal. He's not worth the money, which, by the way, you have
it's
the right.
An argument.
Today it certainly is an argument.
Yeah, man.
And the last 6 weeks.
Actually, 17 pitches in last night, you gave up a home run. You gave him up a two-run shot. Boom, pow. 17th pitch.
He was not good last night at all. He was not good last night. So I get being frustrated because, man, the baseball season is long. To be dialed in the way Yankees fans are the entire season and get that result.
That's frustrating.
That's way frustrating than any other sport. The people who watch 162 games, that's a lot of baseball to spend your time on and have it end that quickly.
Super abrupt. Well, Yankees fans, it's over.
Super over. I felt bad, man. I was playing hard for you guys. But hey, at least that we got basketball warming up.
Okay.
Got hockey warming up.
We figured out if Kyrie's playing basketball in the local New York area.
He did not show up to their first preseason game.
He was does Ben Simmons have a team?
Oh, he does, but he doesn't show up today either.
He has a team. That's going to be a fun one to watch play out. The Kyrie one's weird, though, too, because he was recently at a WNBA game in the vaccinated section.
So you think he's trolling? You think they're trolling everybody?
Either that or they're not doing a good job checking people's vaccine cards at the WNBA game.
So, Laura, you peeping this? You peeping this with Kyrie Irving over in Brooklyn, right? He hasn't got his, or we think he's not vaccinated, or he wants it to be private. Well, nobody knows what's going on, basically. So people are speculating that he's only going to be able to play road games where he's allowed in the building, because in the buildings here, both the Garden and Barclay, if you're not vaccinated.
But all the like important people for the Nets, owner, GM, other players, they've all said, like, we expect that he'll be here. Like, they act like they know something.
But the only peculiar thing, too, is that you pointed out last week, if you're a player coming from another city that doesn't require a vax, you could still come and play, right?
Yeah. There aren't that many of them. You know, Wiggins now for the Warriors decided to get the vaccine. So I don't know how many players there are who haven't. The league's at, like, in the high 90s percentage-wise. People are on board. They decided to get the vaccine. Well, so it was not going to be that big an issue.
We may only see Kyrie for 40-some games.
By the way, telling the truth, though, I feel bad saying it, but it's true. Let's be honest.
We may only see Kyrie for 40-some games.
No matter what, whether he's vaccinated or not. Like, that's just kind of his deal, it feels like. There's always a reason why he's not
around. And then load management, you know.
It's either load management or he's injured a little bit or he's got a reason that he doesn't want to play. I'm not knocking him for it. That's just what it is. But you're not playing 80 games. No one's playing 80 games on that team. Don't you feel like this Nets team is good enough, especially with who they added?
They could win 80 games.
If they wanted to be like, we're going to beat the Bulls record, we're going to become the most winningest. If they wanted to do
absolutely
that, they could do it. It's like basketball's so weird to be
able
to do it.
You know, where their bodies hold up all the way into the finals.
I don't know. They didn't hold up last year anyway. So you might as well go for it. You might as well try. You know what I'm saying? You might as well go for it.
800-223-9797. We got DJ John here, and you could be smarter than him. Let's go. It's DJ John.
Johnny.
Yo, it's DJ John.
Johnny. Happy hump day to my fellow Yankee fans. It's been a real one. And now we're on to the Knicks.
How many games did the Yankees win this year, John?
Not enough. How about that? Not enough. We didn't win last night, so it's not enough.
Okay.
How about
that? But is there anything to build on here? For you as a Yankees fan, do you feel like there's momentum building into the next year? Or is this going to be one of those years where people, you know, Cashman and the rest of the Yankees are looking to make abrupt changes?
I would just say they should know more about their strengths than their weaknesses. Because evidence suggests that Cole's not great on the road, nor he's not great at Boston Red Sox, at Fenway. So I don't know why they put Cole to pitch last night. I get why.
He's their ace, maybe? They paid $300 million or something. You better get your ass out there and win us a goddamn game.
I get it.
Well, you don't.
Well, you think they're going to give somebody $300 million and then it's a one-and-done game, and they're going to be like,
We're going to pull out this guy that no one had heard of until 3 weeks ago? He's just going to, like, come on, man. Who are they going to put out there?
All right, so how'd it work out last night then? No. All right.
Well, hindsight's 20/20, armchair quarterback. You know what I'm saying? But you're going to put your guy out there that you paid a bunch of money for. Why am I even asking you? Hang on. Let's go to Mark, man. Mark, good morning, man. Good morning, Mark. What's happening?
Yo, yo, yo. What up? What up? What up?
You a Yankees fan, Mark?
No, I don't really watch baseball like that.
Oh, you ready for basketball?
Yes, sir. Yes,
how your Knicks looking? How your Knicks looking?
I'm a Carmelo fan, so I ain't really messing with the Knicks right now.
I'm a Carmelo fan. So you're a Lakers fan this year?
Nah, yeah, I'm riding with the Lakers this year.
Hey, here we go. You don't know what's going on, bro. Mark, answer this question super fast. What do we have, DJ John, for Mark?
Tickets to see Benny the Butcher at the Wellmont Theater. October 15 going down. Tickets on sale right now, baby.
Baby. Mark, okay, answer this question from Laura Style super fast.
Here we go, Mark. Squid Games is a number one show right now on what streaming service?
Hulu. Say Hulu.
Netflix.
Yeah.
Boom. Netflix.
Wow. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Oh, y'all don't know the half, dude.
Oh, my God.
Yo, if you're watching Squid Games and you're like at episode 5, 6, you're not even sniffing where it's about to go.
Yo.
My Lord. Oh,
you really? Finished it?
I ran through it. I got one more to go.
Oh,
I ran through
gosh.
It last night. I was like, yeah, all right, I'm going to watch this whole thing.
Yo, listen, it gets great. Yo, listen. Episode 6, 7, 8 is it's 9 episodes, right? 6, 7, 8, 9, I think it is.
Yeah.
9 to 10, whatever it is. Them last episodes.
Hold on.
OD?
Hold on.
I'm up to the middle of 4.
Yeah, you're at 4.
You don't, that's right.
I'm going to start 5.
Yeah, you got... earlier this morning, Laura was like, it's fun. Like, I mean, I know it's bloody and crazy, but it's fun. I was like, it's about to not be fun.
I know. I just enjoy the storylines and all the different, you know what I mean? Like, things that you discover as you go along. But everyone's saying it's about to get crazy.
Yeah, I don't find it that fun.
it's wild.
It's like, it's to the whole show to me is sort of just an experiment of, like, making you think about how messed up people can be. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
That's why I go.
Yeah.
I don't think of it as a show where, like, I'm attached to characters particularly.
I like the girl from North Korea.
Yeah, the girl is dope.
I like the girl,
but I'm not attached.
She's my favorite character.
People being dubbed over, having ridiculous voices that don't match them.
Watch it in Korean and get subtitles.
I can't read that.
You would lose to Squid Games, Rosenberg.
What?
Yeah. You would lose.
I'm not reading for...
It's not...
Rosenberg wouldn't lose. He'd be all for
self. How do you watch it? You watch it dubbed?
How many conversations we have
right now?
It's
a radio show, guys. You can't have side conversations.
We were talking about Squid Games.
All right, here, John. It's on you now.
All right, John. Okay. Can you tell us who is the creator of Squid Games?
Oh, you don't know?
Like the director or the writer?
Does it matter, John?
The creator. You know?
It's... I can't pronounce his name.
Perfect. You got it.
Kwon Dong-hyuk.
Way to lay out there. Way to lay out. Yo, Mark, we got something for you. Take it. You're going to see Benny the Butcher, my guy, okay?
It's lit. That's what's up.
That's what's up. Hang on 1 second. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, we'll discuss the BET Hip Hop Awards highlights and big moments. Plus, I have an update on Versus coming up.
Ooh. Ooh, boy. Cast one. 97 minutes commercial free. Yo, did you guys, speaking of Versus, am I messing you up if I talk about the Supercat thing?
I don't know. So just hold on. We'll discuss in a couple of minutes.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Crazy conversations behind the scenes. Shani watches everything's with subtitles.
Very
even in English.
On Netflix, yeah.
Only on Netflix.
Yeah, I just kept it on and now it's just on.
Oh, but it's not per. You didn't turn it on. No, no. It's just you never turned it off.
Right.
But he knows how to turn it off.
Yeah, I could turn it off.
But he doesn't want to.
But now, like, everything I watch, I'm just like, oh, the wire's right there.
And Rosenberg is guffawed at the idea that you would have subtitles on.
I'm just like, if you're not 80, like, my parents started leaving it on a lot, and I yelled at my dad, because I'm like, Dad, if it's not a foreign language show, force your ears to work. They still work. Don't just start reading everything. You're good. Because you start.
Maybe he's not good.
But they are. My mom, I know that they can hear well enough. Turn the volume up 3 more button notches. You don't need to read. I was like, because how can you, if a show's natural language is English.
Right.
And you're, obviously, if it's a foreign language show, do you.
Right.
But if it's English and you're reading the whole time, you're not even processing jokes, for example, the way the joke's supposed to hit you.
Right.
Because you're reading the line before the.
It's like. I'm not really reading the whole time. I'm watching the show. And if they say something, I'm like, yo, wait, what did they just say? I don't got to ask nobody. I just glance down. It's like, oh, right okay. there.
See, I can't. Maybe you're capable of that. For me, if the words are there, I'm reading it. I can't
look up. The whole time.
Subtitle talk. Yeah, I can't even believe this. I was going to sit here for a little bit longer and see how far they kept going.
They gotta go. Enjoy it better.
They got to go.
This is, and for the record, this is a subject that in 2021 is not really a crazy subject.
Tell us why.
Because everyone's way of consuming stuff is at home now, and people are watching foreign films. People have people in the house who can't hear, like, so, and, right. and turning subtitles on is mad easy. When we were a kid, and you'd hear the thing for closed captioning, you'd be like, "What is closed captioning?"
You had to buy a box. You had to buy a whole other apparatus to make it work.
Oh, you did? I don't know.
I think so.
Back in the day, I guess you're right. If you just had cable. I don't know, closed captioning, you'd hear what closed captioning was. Closed captioning provided by, and you'd be like, "I don't even know what closed captioning means."
Right.
But now it's something people do. But like we were talking about it for Squid Games, I did the dub version. Laura did the subtitles version. What did you do?
Dub.
You did? Yeah, I did the dub.
Yeah. I did the voiceovers.
I mean, I've been watching films with dub over voices since Kung Fu Flicks.
Back in the day.
No big deal.
Yeah, I had just Netflix on, right, and my son Isaiah was watching it. He was like, can we turn off the suitables? I was like, what's the suitables? Subtitles? He was like, yeah, that.
I was like, wow.
Suitables.
Yo, let's go flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Suitables is amazing.
Suitables. He thought he read it right.
I was like, suitables.
So the rumors are true. Big Daddy Kane has confirmed that he will face off with KRS-One in the next versus battle.
Big.
Taking place October 17th at Barclays Center in Brooklyn.
Wow. Step into...
Yo, it's going to go crazy.
Yo, it's going to be... I was going back looking through my KRS-One just playlist, and I'm like, he has a lot of... things I forgot about.
Yeah, what?
KRS-One
got hammers, bro.
At KRS-One shows when he used to have all the tennis balls and he used to sign them and throw them into the audience.
Of course.
Yeah. I had like 3 of them.
Yo, KRS got hate, man. 20 joints for both of them, though. Me as a KRS fan and a Kane fan, I'm fine. But I wonder how many fans in there are going to just hear joint songs they just never heard before.
20 for Kane feels like a lot. It does. That does feel like a lot of songs.
Yeah, right.
Because, I mean, first album, Kane, you're going to do a lot, right? Long Live the Kane, you get 6 off of that.
Yep.
All those early joints.
Then you get into Smooth Operator. And
But after Smooth Operator, when you're performing, I Get the Job Done.
He's got to perform that. Is he going to perform Very Special?
What's that?
Remember the joint where he sampled Deborah Laws and all that?
Very Special.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that joint? Yo,
Shawnee, stop trying to gas up KRS before it even starts.
There he goes.
This is the bed right
there
here.
There he goes.
Shawnee already picked the side.
Oh, I did too. And I love Kane's a great guy.
So did KRS-One.
KRS-One probably hates my guts, and I'm going for KRS-One.
Yeah.
Facts. Back in the days, I knew rap would never die. Used to listen to Awesome 2
on WHBI.
I used to hear all kind of rap loops before. Yo, it's going to be Lee Suits. Me and Teddy couldn't.
Also, something else that's kicking off, Icon's concert series, part of Versus. So they are kicking it off with Supercat. First headline show in Brooklyn since back in the days. They're saying it's been a long time. So this
Supercat at the Barclay I think it's Sunday, right?
No, it says here Saturday, October 16th.
Saturday, and then Sunday is Kane and KRS at the Barclay.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
Supercat. So they're this whole live stream concert Icons thing. Supercat's the first one. I'm here for it. Let's get back to the culture.
Super cats.
So people will be able to watch these concerts at home.
Yeah, you'll be able to watch it same way you watch Versus.
Now, I wonder how they're going to do it. Like, are they going to film it big like you're watching a big concert? Or are they going to shoot it kind of intimate, geared more towards the cameras and for the people watching at home? It's kind of a different thing.
Let's see. Mm. Shout to Swizz and Tim, though, for sure.
Very cool.
That's your flashing light report. The time is 8:02, high of 70 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Back to these suitables.
The big suitable talk. Big suitable talk. Also, the feds ran up on the police.
Oh, man.
Right here in New York. The Sergeants Benevolence Association. We'll tell you more about it. Because, you know, I'm having a good time with it. It makes me smile. It makes me smile.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosen.
Laura, has Rosenberg been giving you a hard time about not knowing white-ish for the last week since we did this whole white-ish Wednesday? Laura doesn't know white-ish Wednesday?
Yeah, he's so annoying. I'm like, so what? I don't know.
He spends a lot of time on this. This is really...
He's obsessed.
He's obsessed.
It's just like every week or two she says something. And by the way, Ebro's playing it down. I understand it. What Ebro has moments where he looks at me too and he's like, I don't even know what to say about this one.
Well, only because she works in media.
That's it. That's it.
Like literally her entire life.
Yeah, I don't want our listeners out there.
Not my entire life.
How long you been in media? Real talk.
I don't know.
Since she was more than 15 years?
Yes.
So just so you know, for our audience,
there's just certain things that it's not my world. I never paid attention to.
Well, see, like yesterday, say what it is. I never paid attention.
Yeah. There it is. I never paid attention to. Like there was this thread on Twitter about like that was really interesting. They were like, oh, we all had crushes on like, you know, certain people like Scott Baio back in the days, because they were talking about how a bunch of them, Antonio Sabata Jr., and they're all like conservative weirdos. I was like, I never did. I had a crush on Method Man. Like I didn't. You know what I mean?
I understand.
And there's certain things I just didn't.
That's like 90210. What was the other show at that time?
Party Five.
Melrose Place. I never watched those shows.
Like Party Five. I don't know anything.
Ebro, the difference between you and Laura, because you're normal, is that you didn't watch Melrose Place, but if Heather Locklear walked in,
I know
the
Heather Locklear from The Fall Guy.
I know Heather Locklear. I know that one.
You go, oh, it's Heather Locklear.
I know her from The Fall Guy, though. I forgot that she was on Melrose Place.
I can't tell you anyone else, though.
I didn't watch that. That's how old I am.
Y'all don't even know what The Fall Guy is.
I don't even know what that is either.
The Fall Guy was popping.
I'm just trying to save the audience.
$6 million man, right?
Yeah, but then he was a stunt man. He had the L truck and he had Heather Locklear and he used to solve the crimes and they used to go on the
I was just stopping you before you started talking about Jake and the Fat Man. But no, the reason Laura's interesting is not because I'm not expecting our audience to know every song that I think Laura should know. But a lot of people out there, you know, you grow up in your house, you learn what you do. But Laura's been in media and in around all kinds of people for 22 years.
Yes.
So some of these things, I'm like, at all the parties you go to, you've never hearing this and noticing what it is.
See, the only reason this really works, though, is because Rosenberg knows black things.
Uh-huh.
Right, so it's not so because sometimes I get put off. I'll be honest and make this real unfun for a second. I get put off because mainstream white America thinks everybody needs to know their ish, but they don't know other people's ish. They don't know Latin stuff. Right. They don't know black stuff. They don't know nothing else.
I asked Rosenberg to name one song of the Queen of Salsa, Celia Cruz. She is an icon worldwide. He was like, I don't know.
Celia Cruz is a tough one to ask a non-Spanish. Anything to know. I mean, I know her when I hear her or see her. I didn't go.
But you don't know the names of the songs. Who's Celia Cruz?
I didn't go, who's Celia Cruz? Which Laura did to my Celia Cruz, Paul Simon.
She hit me with a,
who's Paul Simon?
Like, what?
Paul Simon's your Celia Cruz, huh?
Kind of. When you think about it in terms of like, wow. Who plays in, cultural?
He ain't lying.
Yeah, I get it.
White people love, listen.
I get it.
Like, if you were to ask me, like, name a Woody Allen film, I don't know.
If you can't name one Woody Allen,
I can't name one, and I've seen them.
I don't know.
I can't name one either.
But y'all are just not thinking. You're just not thinking.
No. Is Midnight in Paris one?
Yes.
Yes, I've heard of that. Never seen it.
But you're forgetting the most famous one that everyone has heard of. Annie Hall?
Oh, I never even saw Annie Hall.
I've never even seen a Woody Allen movie.
No.
But you've heard of it, Ebro.
I've heard that name.
Hold on, Laura. Have you heard of Annie Hall?
No.
That's crazy. That's crazy, though.
I never heard of that.
Cass, have you?
No, I never heard of
that. Shawnee, have you?
Nah.
Okay, anyone else in the room? No.
All right, well, go.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, well, just so you know.
Midnight in Paris, I saw that. It was damn good.
It's a very good movie.
I've heard of Midnight in Paris. Never seen it.
It's good, I suggest it. Just letting everyone know, if you're interested, Annie Hall is regarded, before people were canceling Woody Allen, as one of the top 10 greatest movies ever made in history.
What's it about?
It won every award imaginable. It's about a weird, neurotic dude from New York who falls in love with Diane Keaton. That's what it's about. And it's a comedy, and it's hilarious, and it's
And
great.
That's the most famous Woody Allen film.
Annie Hall is the most famous Woody Allen film.
Correct.
Lauren's like, woo, I'm out of this one.
It's going to be rough.
Now, listen, to Ebro's point, though, because you didn't finish what you were saying. Yes, the reason, I agree with you. I'm not suggesting that everyone who's black
if you
and
didn't know hip-hop and black-ish stuff. I would probably shut this whole segment down because I'd be like, who are you judging? You don't know our stuff.
Correct.
But I do.
But Rosenberg is very
but I do well-rounded. So which is why I get to have fun with Laura, otherwise I'd be an a-hole. But
you just have to play it.
All right, so Shawnee, turn on my Bluetooth.
Okay.
Have you seen those videos where you have people's coworkers or friends sitting there?
I saw one. You sent the one.
No,
but I thought that was
more. No, I said that.
Oh, you said
that. I said that,
yeah. I thought that was more their age because the songs that their black coworker was playing for these white coworkers, they didn't know, like, Usher.
SWV.
But these are 90s. Some of these were 90s records, and they looked. But they looked 25. So I was like, they may not even know these records. You know what I'm saying? They just weren't even around for them.
Okay.
True. Well, listen, I think everyone here, they range all in the age range that I would think Laura would know them.
Okay. So how are you going to do this? You're going to play it or are you going to say the name and title?
No, I'm going to play it and we're going to just watch and hear.
And watch my reaction.
And you hope, and you need to, because it's radio, Laura, you need to share your reaction with the audience.
Okay.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Smash like that.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, here we go.
Shawnee, turn the Bluetooth up.
Laura doesn't know white people ish Wednesday is here.
Okay.
All right, ready, Laura?
Okay. I'm ready.
Here we go.
Here we go. Here we go.
Okay.
There you go.
She's a Billy Joel.
She's one for one.
I know this one.
Okay. You should ask her who sings it.
Hold on.
Sure.
Hold on.
Don't know it yet.
Naya, let it rock.
Still don't know it?
Shawnee has no idea.
Cass, you know it.
Let it rock.
Wait, they don't know it.
Hold on.
Let it rock.
Oh, okay.
Look at Shawnee's face.
Shawnee's still not there?
Yes, I know this song. Let it rock, Shawnee, you heard this before. Laura, I'm waiting to get to the familiar part.
That is the familiar part.
Take me down to Paradise City.
You've heard this before.
Guns N' Roses, Paradise City.
Never heard it.
He has.
If he doesn't know it now, he will never know.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
If you don't know me by now, you will never know.
The fact
I don't know too many Guns N' Roses songs. I don't know, like, November Rain.
Wait, you don't know that whole album, top to bottom? You're just not a music fan.
I don't know it top to bottom.
Laura is still saying, wait, he'll know it. It had already looped through the chorus.
I didn't even hear a chorus. It was so low, like...
The best part for our audience that's out there, I just want you to know, the face Shawnee was making during that song, it was like he didn't even know that what he was hearing. It was like sounds that he couldn't even
hear. He never heard those sounds before.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, the drums is hard. I'm waiting for something.
Here we go.
Right. Shawnee, it's okay. So
Laura doesn't. Laura, okay. Shawnee, and Cass don't know white people is Wednesday.
I'm going to give you a nice layup to make everyone feel good. Here we go. Make everyone feel good. Nice and easy.
Okay.
Easy. Lay up for everyone. We can all celebrate and have a moment together.
Already? He will. I think I know this. Yeah. Okay.
Feels like Sunday church.
Oh,
Definitely.
What, there's a feeling, there's a reason for that. Apologize for the long intro. It's building nice drama, though.
Should we know it at the intro already?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Some people do. I think I know what it is, but I...
Oh, okay. Yeah. You can stop right
now. Wait, I know the word.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What is it, though? Song. What is it, Shawnee?
This is your man, George Michael.
There he goes.
There we go. Shawnee. All right, yeah.
Okay. Fake. Next.
All right, that's a layup.
Little feel good.
The beginning throws you off. You're like, wait a second.
Yeah, like, what?
Did you know from the beginning, Ebro?
Well, there's a Prince song that starts kind of like that, too, so that threw me off.
There we go. All right, all right. Not too
But Prince's intro is not that long. Oh, y'all don't know this? Come on, son.
I've heard this. I know this.
Yo, a white person not knowing this would be like earth shattering.
I don't know this.
Back in high school.
Wait, what?
Wait for the chorus. You gotta listen to the chorus.
Do you know this?
I know this from the movies.
What movie?
A lot of them. Beach movies. I don't know. They had a beach surface.
Y'all don't know, man. Y'all gotta know the bro, man. People in Jersey growing up right now.
He waiting for the chorus. But all we kept talking about glory days. Well, I know the
glory days.
I never know the song.
I just
glory don't know.
I'm not saying it's important. I'm not saying people should
glory
know.
Day.
I'm just telling you about your friends and neighbors, just so you know.
Okay.
This has played at every occasion where white people are outside drinking in history. It's played. Every beach party, every
I wasn't invited.
I was at a couple of the beach parties. That's why I said it reminds me of beach.
Wait, so Cass, you do know the song?
I know the song. I don't know the name of it, but I know the song.
Everyone
else this
knows?
Used to ring off when
I've
we used to steal nitrous oxide tanks from my friend's Dennis. My friend's dad's dentist office and sell them in balloons at the party.
Oh, my
and
God.
I've heard it before.
All right, here we go.
The keggers used to go down, son.
Yo, here's one.
Yo, I had the keg plug. You know what I mean? I pulled up with the kegs and the cups.
And by the way, there are a lot of people out there listening who have Ebro situation where they had their, you know, they lived in both worlds. So they saw it. Might have not been.
Well, you know, my brother's white, so we shared a room. And my mom loved this album.
All right, here's a layup for
I stood
Shawnee.
In line. That was a Born in USA album, wasn't it?
That's right.
I stood in line to get tickets at Tower Records.
Didn't your mom make you do that?
Yo, my mom took me out of school.
That was the boss?
Made me stand in line to get tickets to the Born in the USA
She said, you have an assignment.
So, because it was no parking. So she was like, you're going to stand, and then we're going to switch off. You come get in the car, then she'll get in the car.
She prioritized.
And your mom's amazing.
All right, here's a layup for Shawnee. We'll see if Laura knows it. Layup for Shawnee. We'll see if Laura knows.
Let's see.
Yeah. Wait.
It's your man.
Right.
This your joint right here.
But you don't look that familiar, though.
Yeah, I did. No, I know this.
Laura?
I'm good.
Hold on.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now?
I've heard this before, but I don't know who it is.
Fuego. My life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger.
By the way, you guys can play at home on your phones. You send it to us.
My well-lit door. Just a beer, beer.
By the way, shouts to Africa.
No.
Yo, China, it's a heavy shot to Africa.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be alone.
There you go, Shawnee. Sing that tune.
Pow, pow, pow.
Yeah, really, no. Actually, I take it back. I don't know. I thought I did.
When you call me, you can call me out.
Bro.
I take it back. I don't know. I thought
still?
I did. I don't.
Still.
She told you she didn't know Paul Simon, bro. She told you a long time ago she didn't know Paul Simon. Paul Simon never touched her radar. And she might have missed that, though. Because what's that, 87?
Yeah, I don't know that one either.
That's 87.
But you don't know that.
Cass, you don't know it either?
No.
Yeah, I don't know this.
Wow. What is
that? So that may not even been in their world at all. And if Paul Simon wasn't in their world, then that's not in their world.
I mean, that was the single, though.
That
I think
was the big one.
I think that album went diamond.
He looks so disappointed.
You going to tell us who it is, though?
It's Paul Simon.
Simon. Oh, well, thank you.
I don't know. I have to make sure.
Paul Simon. Al, Chevy Chase in the video.
Yeah.
Oh, Rosenberg, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Your face of disappointment.
Yo, he's really upset.
He's
with
so
you guys.
Sad.
Oh, how about this one?
Yo, Laura doesn't know white people. It's Wednesday.
Okay.
I don't even know if
I know this one.
Do I? I wouldn't know it in this moment anyway.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight.
Ooh, I've heard this before.
Feeling there's something right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair.
I feel like I'm in a war movie now.
It feels like that, right?
War movie, definitely.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
Okay.
Y'all know this one?
I've heard this before.
Yo, but I don't know who that is. Who is
me
that?
Me neither. I wouldn't know who it is either. Steelers Wheel.
Okay, yeah, but I've heard it before. Okay.
But I've heard that song.
At least I know that one.
Feel like a vibe.
Kind of.
That's a tough one, though.
Shawnee said, feels like a vibe.
It's kind of how I, it was kind of like a vibe.
Feels like a vibe.
Oh, yeah, I know this one.
All right, it's the last
She's
one.
A good girl.
I know this one.
Yeah.
Loves your mom.
You know this, Laura.
Yes, I've heard this before.
But you don't know who it is.
What is it, though?
In America, too. She's a good girl.
Don't know who it is.
No.
Crazy about
don't know what song it is yet either.
I've heard the song
but
before.
But you don't know what it is yet.
I don't know the name of it, no.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
And it turns up.
Here we go.
It's so you know this, right, John?
Yeah.
You gotta know this one.
Yeah, I don't know who, but I know this song for sure.
And you know what the chorus is already?
Yes.
Like, I know he goes up.
But you don't know what it is.
Just let us hear.
I forget the word, you but don't I know he goes in on the chorus like...
You gotta know this.
He goes up. He goes up.
He doesn't go up.
He actually goes
down.
Goes down. But you know what?
I'm a bad boy.
Here we go.
Breaking my heart. And I'm free.
Yeah, he's going up, baby.
Oh, he's falling down, actually.
Oh. Free falling.
I mean, Shannon, okay, his singing goes up.
Yeah,
goes up.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm free.
Laura doesn't know White-ish Wednesday.
So you knew good. That one.
Yes.
Now, who is it?
Who is it?
Yeah, who is it again?
Ebro.
I know. I'm blanking. Who is it?
Say Ebro.
It's Tom Petty.
Tom Petty.
There
yes.
we go. Tom
I
Petty.
Was thinking Steve Miller, but I knew I was wrong.
There we go.
And the Heartbreakers.
Move west.
And the Heartbreakers. I don't know. Good job.
Heartbreakers. Good job. Let's go. The Gurus are here.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shawnee Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro. Don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
GuruLaura@gmail.com with the team unites to create safe space to heal, to uplift, to guide you in your time of need.
Cleansing the energy.
Shawnee Burns the Sage Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercise and tell us who's in need of our help, Rosenberg.
Well, recently we've been getting a lot of messages that are sort of like an aside to the gurus before the actual message.
Hmm.
Remember, like, we got one yesterday that was angry about the vaccine talk.
Oh, yeah.
Too much. I agree.
Oh, perfect, Shawnee, because we got one for you today.
Oh!
Here we go.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
It's not about the vaccine, though. Right. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. Good morning, Laura. Good
morning.
I listen to your show every morning and enjoy this segment very much. Is it possible to let Shawnee Coltrane know how to stick to his relationship he has with the homeland of Trinidad? He's constantly speaking like a Jamaican, and it's annoying.
Beat up.
He chops up the Patois dialect something terrible.
It's true.
Thank you, and stay blessed.
Do.
I appreciate this Caribbean person.
You hope they're Caribbean.
I feel like they are, because that's where I get the most complaints on that.
I would hope so.
You know what I'm saying? But big up all my Trinidadian Jamaican people. Yeah, I mix it up. Sorry.
Where is the accent?
It is what it is. Big up yourself. What's the scene? What's the scene?
Do we chip? Do we chop? We don't know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I guess I get some jerk chicken with some doubles on the side.
He'll fix it up just now. He'll fix it up just now.
You know what I'm saying? Just now. Soon come.
Yeah. Just now. Just now.
Oh, yeah, man, that was a low blow. Did we chip to a shot?
Yeah, you know, I mix it up. But chinny to the bone. Chinny to the bone.
All right. Okay. Hello, gurus. I listen every morning. Laura, thanks for winning Laura Never Loses with me and hooking it up for Summer Jam.
Oh, nice.
I'd like to keep my name anonymous and will do my best to keep it as short as possible. Me and my partner have been together for 3 years officially. Okay. I'm 29. He is 31. We were best friends for 10 years and messed around for about the last 2 years before we made it official. We're now expecting twin boys in December.
Whoa. Mm.
And everything about our relationship has been great. Even after getting pregnant, we communicate, we go on dates, we have good sex on a regular basis. Mm. But a few months ago, I was using his phone since mine was dead and noticed a history on his web browser of him watching porn.
What?
I asked him about it once and he said he just likes to watch it. No big deal. Yet I didn't realize how much of it was being watched and all different types too. When I recently checked his history, it was a long list for months, different sites and videos. I previously walked in on him, you know, jerking his gherkin.
My lord.
While watching porn.
Turdurkin.
While watching porn on silent in his pocket, on his phone. Mm. I'm not sure if it's something I should worry about. Do I bring it up again or am I thinking too much into it and it's really not as big as I think? Mm. I would just like to give my opinion quickly.
Speak on it.
You have nothing to be worried. You said everything is great. You're having regular sex while pregnant. You found him watching porn.
Yeah.
His history was full, so he doesn't even think he needs to delete it. Like, he's not even trying to keep a secret from
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
Right.
I hear nothing to be concerned about. That's just my take.
Right. I would only be concerned if it's, like, an obsession or you're seeing strange categories that you might, you know, that can get a little strange. But if it's normal stuff, like, who cares? Like, it's fine.
Even the strange categories, only if it's like something that you're like, literally it's like illegal or there's something.
That's what I'm saying. Like if it's something wild. Like if it's something wild.
Yeah, but short of that, I don't see anything.
And I think, you know, people feel insecure about that because it's like, am I not enough? Right?
Well, I got an answer for that, but that would just take this to a bad place.
What? Am I not enough? I think I know where you're going with that.
I mean, that's all you're not. But he's figuring it out.
Right. Don't feel insecure about it, is what you're saying, right?
I think you should. I think it's okay. I'd
be curious to ask her, I guess, what it is that bothers her, because she didn't specifically say what is it that bothers
Sometimes
her.
Sometimes it's just what Shani just said. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's
like, that's what I think it is.
Where would we be having sex more if you weren't doing this? Would, you know, are you now, is there something that I can't help you with? And I feel like now there's a person that I don't know because you're doing things without me.
Now, let me be clear.
You know, it's all of those things.
Let me add to this, just to be clear for our audience listening. Porn addiction is a huge problem and it is raging out of control. And there are a lot of people listening right now who are like, yeah, see, I'm good. No, you might not be good. Like, there are a lot of people whose porn habits are not good.
Well, because you're not even wanting to be with your partner.
You only get turned on when you're isolated and watching porn. You can't get turned on by your partner, things like that. That's a problem. This, I don't know. This
seems pretty normal to me.
Seems pretty normal and healthy to me.
And if you're feeling left out of something that your partner's doing, right? Because that might be the insecure. Ask to join in.
Yeah.
Answer may be no because he wants his own private time. You know what I'm saying? To kind of just watch what he wants to watch. Because I'll tell you, ladies, for me, sometimes it's just like, yo, I don't feel like getting you in the mood. I feel like being lazy. I just want to get this thing off real quick and move on.
That's
like, it ain't really, because I don't feel like having to pay attention to somebody else's feelings right now. That's the only one they go. It's selfish. It's 100% selfish.
But it's true, and it happens on both sides. And I don't think people talk about that enough.
I don't want to hold and kiss.
People don't talk about that enough. And women feel the same way.
Yeah, because I know, guys, women watch porn too. And some guys feel insecure about it too. But sometimes people just want to do their own thing, and that's perfectly healthy too.
Yeah, that part's okay.
And it's probably more of an issue now because she says she's pregnant with twins. So you're feeling maybe unattractive. Right, now you're snooping through his computer.
Yeah, why? We should go to why were you snooping through? Oh, I know you said your phone was dead, but still, why were you looking through his history?
She could have just taken WWW and it'll just
and
come
out. That's
the first thing that popped up. But then she started going back for months. Like, what?
That's all she could have done.
Could have, but she also could have been feeling insecure about that's something else she's fact. Not telling us about. Went to look and see what's going on.
Yep.
Just know that it's pretty normal, unless it's something that's like a big red flag. I don't really think there's much for you to worry about.
I agree.
I think you're good. Yeah, I guess that's it, right? Yeah. It's healthy. Everybody does it.
You'll be all right.
So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. I'm going to do weakness.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Oh, coming up, I'll let you know about this amazing scholarship that Netflix is just revealed for Howard University. It's really dope. I'll give you details on this coming up. Flashing lights.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
You guys want to do one of those If the Shoe Fits segments where we don't actually say anybody's names, but we just describe who we are and how long we've been doing this, and if the shoe fits, then we're talking to you type of thing? We've done it before.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I haven't either. I'm a little C-bro.
Go ahead.
Well, I've been, like, the whole game of, like, you know, people trolling you on social media or trolling you on their shows, to then have you respond to something that they said so that then you guys later on can have a sit down so that it gets a bunch of views on YouTube and becomes a whole, like, back. I've done this 1,000 times, whether it was with Star, whether it was, who else? Envy, Charlamagne. Hell, we've even done it with our own compadres here, going back and forth with Flex, you know, because we know that people are going to tune in for the controversy. Everybody knows. It's not that deep.
Okay.
And there's and so, you know, leave us out of it. We're not at that stage of the game anymore.
That's the thing. I just don't want to be include. If we just say something to say it honestly, and then we start getting dragged in and people saying nasty things about me or you or Laura or whoever, I'm just good now at 42. I'm just not playing this game for your promotion. And to be honest, that's not our bread and butter. Let's be real. That's not our bread and butter. We live here as a popular local morning show in New York. That's what we do. So me playing your reindeer games on YouTube, it doesn't really help me eat at all. It doesn't help any of us really eat at all. I'm good. I'm pretty good.
Well, and it also, you want, like, especially when you've helped people promote already, and then they want to use some controversy they're having and use you to promote that controversy some more. It just feels exhausting.
And I don't see the upside.
And I don't even think the audience is really that entertained by it.
Audience doesn't care about.
So yeah, we've done it a lot, man. Just, you know, be nice to us. We're nice people, unless of course maybe I don't like you as a rapper. Then I understand.
You're still nice,
and I'm still a nice guy. Just
everyone's nice.
I might like you as a human being, just don't like your music.
I know you call me a piece of ish all the time, but I'm a nice person.
I mean,
Laura's a nice piece of ish. She is
a nice one.
Yeah,
she's not a piece of ish in that way. No.
Let's go, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Laura Stiles can put us on.
So Netflix revealed its $5.4 million Chadwick Boseman scholarship for students at Howard University.
Dope.
So it's been a little over a year since we lost Chadwick. But, you know, he was battling colon cancer for years. He was a super private person, but he always did the work. And he gave back to his alma mater. So it's just dope that his vision, and the work continues to honor him, and it's what he wanted to do.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And it's really cool of Netflix to help him, you know,
That's our girl, Bozema St. John over there.
Oh, yeah. She's Netflix now?
I think she's been at Netflix. I think she's leading a lot of these. She's their CMO, I think. I think so, yeah.
Wow.
So a lot of the amazing stuff you see Netflix doing for black women, black actors, HBCUs, a lot of that stuff is by our homegirl, Bozema St. John, for sure.
Wow.
That's dope.
That's really cool they're doing
black
that.
Black Panther.
Also, guys, the BET Hip Hop Awards went down. They were live from Atlanta.
Live at Jay's.
Tyler, the Creator, got Hip Hop Album of the Year.
As he should. He's in the conversation.
Definitely. Definitely. And he showed up to the awards. So they wasn't going to give it to Cole. They wasn't going to give it to Drake. They wasn't going to give it to Kanye.
Was he the only one in the category that showed up? Because Khaled was nominated too.
No, I only watched for like an hour last night. I didn't see Khaled. Khaled may not be good traveling right now and doing things COVID.
Oh, yeah. He might be off that. He's like probably staying safe close to home. I don't know.
That could be it. I don't know.
Maybe. Also, Song of the Year went to Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion for WAP.
Okay, that makes sense.
Hip Hop Artist of the Year, Lil Baby.
That makes sense.
By the way, I'm sorry. I know girls love WAP and it has like a personal meaning. It wasn't Song of the Year. It wasn't that good a song.
You mean, as far as like sound of the song?
I don't want to hear WAP. Like, I'm good.
I still like it.
Like, how often do people actually listen to WAP after the excitement of it faded?
I think it plays out when people are partying and things like that. It's just kind of like a crazy,
I think,
you know,
if you
want to
go that
route,
I think Cardi Up is a better fun out record than WAP, honestly.
Yeah, WAP was impactful, though. WAP was, like, talked about. WAP was shared. WAP
the video
was
amazing.
Played. It checked all the boxes. Yeah. The video, I mean, it went around and around and around.
I agree with everything you just said. I just mean the song.
Listenability, I could debate. You know, we can have
that
combo.
It's not listenable to me.
Like whether or not you want to like rap along and hear it on repeat. But I hear you. But it's still the biggest one of most talked about songs in the last 18 months. Easy.
Yeah, it's one of them. Yeah.
Again, there was performances last night by Baby Keem, Young Thug, Bia. And Nelly closed out the show with a performance of his greatest hits.
There it is.
At your flashing lights, boy. The time is 8:56.
Shout out to BET continuing to do that too. 16 years running, man. It's very dope.
Yeah.
High of 70 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.